pussy. This is pussy.
All right. We're not pussy. This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 47, part two. And we have a special guest, Special Ed, the Bush apologist.
That's me.
That's Ed. And we had some technical difficulties before, and I gave him some really fucked up headphones.
Yeah, Special
part
Ed.
One.
Cheap shit.
He's got the upgraded hardware for part two.
I am live, on wire, hot.
He's live and hot.
And we played the punky intro because we're going to get into a punky segment a little bit later. But before we do that, John, have you seen any movies?
Pussy.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Yes, I did.
I saw
A History of Violence, Scott.
Oh, is that with... Vigio?
Yeah, Vigo.
Vigio?
Vigio.
Vagino?
Vagino.
And how was that?
It's a good movie. Who's playing with paper on
there?
That's
me.
Yeah, Ed's mic picks up your paper.
All right.
I'm so sensitive.
He's very sensitive.
So how many Spiny Normans would you give this?
Vigo Mortensen, actually. I'd give it like three and a half. It had some great quality kills, man. And it's about this dude. His name is Tom Stahl. He owns a restaurant. And these hoodlums in the beginning, they kind of do like a foreshadowing thing where they show these hoodlums at a hotel. And they cruise into the front of the place. And one of the guys rob it and knocks off... The wife and the husband that owns the place, and then the other guy shoots the little kid, and then later on you see him in the movie. They show up at this restaurant that this Tom Stahl owns, who is played by Viggo Mortensen, and they try to rob it, and before they set the stage that Tom Stahl is this wonderful family man. Has a nice wife, beautiful kids, the picket fence and everything. And these two hoods come in there and they try to rob the place. And he smashes a dude in the face with a coffee pot, jumps over the diner, what do you call that thing? The counter. And
yeah, the counter.
Knocks a gun out of the guy's hand. Picks it up, blows away one dude, shoots him through the front door. The other guy stabs him in the foot with a knife, and he ends up shooting that guy in the head and blowing his jaw out. It just some awesome quality kills. And, his face gets pasted all over the news, and some ex-hoods find out, he's really not this guy Tom Stahl. He's some other dude named Joey. And Ed Harris shows up, who's another hood, wants a piece of him because when he was Joey, he like beat the crap out of Ed Harris with like some barbed wire and ripped one of his eyeballs out or something. And they want a piece of him. And
why didn't he kill him? Is this told through flashbacks or is it all?
No, it's progressive.
Progressive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's based on the Irish Mafia in Philadelphia. And then William Hurt plays his brother, Richie. And Richie wants a piece of him and wants him dead because he's caused a lot of trouble.
He wants his own brother dead?
Yeah, because he ends up killing Ed Harris, who happens to be a made man. And now he's really fucking it up for Richie. And Richie wants to come back and, go to his house and kill his whole family and everything. And says, hey, either you come to me or I'm coming to you. And the wife finds out that he's really this Joey guy. And there's a scene where when she finds out about it in the hospital, she throws up, does the dry heave thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was Joey back then, but I'm not Joey now.
Hey, man,
I started cracking up.
Is there
up.
A lot of clicking going on in there?
No, that's Ed's headphones.
Ed's headphones are clicking.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, they're creaking.
Creaking. Yeah.
Once
I
again,
see.
Special Ed gets cheap shit.
Lube the,
bring your own
up,
stuff. yeah. So what was I saying?
Yeah, so you gave it 3.5 out of... Do we have a 5 or a 4 scale, Spiny Norman?
I don't know. 4? 5? Whatever.
All right, we'll go to a 4.
4 or 5.
4 Spiny Normans, you give it 3.5.
Yeah, it was good.
That's
there's
hot.
There's some great quality kills in it, and there's this great scene where his wife dresses up in a little cheerleader outfit.
Nice.
And they're getting all hot and bothered, and they start banging. And then later on, when she despises him because he's this Joey guy, she walks out of the shower with a bathrobe on, and you get the full frontal. And she's blonde, and she's got the hairiest black muff I've ever seen. My God.
So the carpeting doesn't match
the drapes.
The drapes.
And there's flies flying around it and shit.
Now that reminds me, I propagated a stupidity.
Bellow, I think that's her name or something like that.
A while ago, a long time ago, I said about Spike. I was talking about Spike, and I said that the carpeting matches the... No, I said that the curtains match the drapes,
right.
Which doesn't make any sense. What I meant to say was the carpeting matches the drapes.
Yeah, right.
And so I know that I propagated stupidity because Spike repeated that the curtains match the drapes.
Right.
So I apologize for that.
But this movie was directed by David Cronenberg. You know him?
Syriana?
No.
Okay,
I don't. He did The Brood, Scanners, Videodrome, The Dead Zone, The Fly.
Okay, I've seen The Dead Zone and The Fly.
I've seen Scanners.
Naked Lunch.
I think I've seen that.
He was an actor in the movie Nightbreed. He was an actor in Jason X.
What else? You see anything else?
Yeah.
What else?
I saw V for Vendetta.
Oh, that's with Natalie Portman. Right?
Yeah, Portman. Yeah. And the dude who plays Agent Smith in The Matrix. He's the masked dude.
Oh, really?
He wears a Guy Fawkes mask.
You didn't play the spoiler warning.
For what?
Given up that Agent Smith is the guy who wears the mask in V.
Well, it's... What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It's his... What?
All right, so is Natalie Portman,
okay,
is she hot?
He's listed as an actor in the movie. So if he can't put two and two together...
Maybe I couldn't.
You don't know that it's Agent Smith unless you look at the fucking credits.
Oh, all right then.
He doesn't take his mask off and go, Neo.
That's funny, John.
He doesn't go, Neo.
Neo.
Stupid ass. Actually, Natalie Portman, the whole thing is the whole... premise behind the story is that England is now run by this dictator because this virus came out and wiped out everybody in the U.S. and all over the place. So they ended up creating
the Bush virus.
The what?
The Bush virus.
The Bush virus, yeah. And it opens up kind of with the story, you know, just a quick... a replay of Guy Fawkes, this guy that tried to blow up Parliament.
Fox Pass?
Yeah, Fox Pass. Fox! He's documented in... yeah, shit. See, I had to read this thing, but I don't have all the fucking shit in front of me. About Guy Fawkes.
Let's talk about the movie. So
anyway,
you went to the movie, and what happened?
So... Guy Fawkes, he was kind of like this terrorist freedom fighter dude, and he was going to blow up Parliament or something. So this dude, V, runs around wearing this mask, and it opens up, and he's going to blow something up. And he runs across Natalie Portman, who's walking around after curfew, and she's about to be raped by the Fingermen, which is the cops. And he saves her life. So he takes her to witness the explosion, this big bombing of the Old Bailey, which is some sort of a building. I don't know what the fuck it is, actually. And he starts going into his whole thing about November the 5th, which is when Guy Fawkes was supposed to blow up Parliament. And now he's going to blow up Parliament, and he starts terrorizing the town and stuff, and killing off a bunch of predominant people within, you know, the political part of the... Well, let me read some of the shit, because I can't remember. It was a long time ago, and I was shitting out of my ass.
I don't want you to read shit. Fuck
no?
That.
Why?
You went to a movie. I want to tell you to tell me what you remember about the movie.
I can't remember anything.
Well, then that's it. I don't remember anything. I saw this movie, and it made no impression on me whatsoever that I can remember.
It did make an impression on me. It reminded me of the Bush regime that we have now. It parallels kind of the time we're in right now, except we wouldn't be allowed to have this podcast back then. So every time something happened where this guy V would cause some problems, they would spin it in the news.
Just like they do today.
Yeah. And Natalie Portman eventually helps him out. It's just a great movie.
All right. So out of four Spineys, you give it?
Yeah.
What?
Three and a half.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
Three and a half for V and three and a half for
actually,
History of
three
Violence.
And three quarters.
Three and three quarters?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, Guy Fawkes appears in the 2002 list of 100 Greatest Britons.
Guy Fawkes. We'll have to ask Pauly B about Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Guy Fawkes. Yeah. Shit.
Fawkes Posse.
God damn it.
Guy Fawkes Posse.
Yeah.
What about you, Scott? Any movies?
Yeah, I saw a couple of. What about you, Special Ed? You see any movies?
I saw one.
What'd you see?
Elektra.
Elektra?
Yeah.
I'm missing a page.
Is that with Elizabeth Garner? Is that her name?
She's hot.
Elizabeth Garner Affleck?
She's hot.
She's all right.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So you said, what was the movie again?
Elektra.
Was it any good?
Memories. No.
No?
One Spiny Norman.
One Norman.
One Norman.
I'm fucking around getting Elektra. Your goddamn shit ready. I can't pre-read my stuff while you dick around the whole time.
What do you got to pre-read? You saw a movie. Tell me about the movie. What do you got to read?
I had some notes that were important that I wanted to add to it.
About V.
No,
just say you like the
V.
Fucking movie
I
and
loved
go
it.
See it.
Go see it.
There
it
you
was
go.
Great. Fox, pause, prick.
Then we can have a round table about V.
I might
with
be
Skype
one of the biggest cocks
in the
planet.
Future. All right. I'm sorry you were so rudely interrupted, Special Ed. Continue about Elektra.
Fuck you!
Come on, John. Tell us more about V.
No, I'm done.
Come on.
Elektra, is she like a superhero?
Notes. This is how Scott does me, man.
Read your notes.
Is she like a superhero?
She's an assassin.
She's an assassin?
Yeah.
Does she wear a uniform?
She has a little red leather, little hip-hugging thing.
Is she a state-sponsored assassin?
No.
Private?
She's a private.
Nice.
Yes.
And so what happens? Now, this is a spinoff of the...
I don't know where that spun off from, because I don't see where it spun off from it.
It's spun off of from Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Yeah, I don't see where it spun off from it, but anyway, same character as that one, but she now has special powers.
I thought in Daredevil she gets killed.
She does.
So how does she... Is this a prequel to Daredevil?
I don't know if it's a prequel or not.
She comes back to life.
They bring her back, some Chinese cult kind of thing. They bring her back. And she's got these special powers where she can move through time. Temporarily.
Move through time?
Temporarily, like one split second.
A split second?
Kind of thing, you know?
I guess I'll have to see it, but you say don't see it because you only give it one Spidey Norman?
It's one of those get drunk, watch a hot chick, and a nice little hot little... number.
I get drunk. I watch a hot chick. I go to a strip place.
There, too.
I like the live chick. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
Little heavenly bodies?
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell did you do?
HBs.
HBs.
All right, well, I saw two movies, and I'll just quickly just go over them. Now, we're on a 4 Spiny Norman scale, right? That is our new scale.
Stop being such a pussy.
All right, I saw Domino. Have you heard of Domino?
No.
No.
Domino is the recounting of Domino Harvey's life story, the daughter of actor Lawrence Harvey.
And he's reading some, you fucking dickweed.
Well, yeah, I got my notes in order.
Yeah.
Lawrence Harvey was Raymond Shaw from the Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, what?
Can't see that, Ed?
Oh.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that, Ed?
There must be a loose wire.
The Manchurian Candidate?
I have seen the Manchurian Candidate, yes.
He was the guy who was the guy who was brainwashed.
Gotcha.
That was her father. Anyway, she turned away from her career as a Ford model to become a bounty hunter. And it stars Keira Knightley as Domino Harvey. And Keira Knightley's kind of hot, right?
Yeah.
She was in that movie, John, that you saw, King Arthur?
Yeah.
Which was completely unbelievable
to
me. Because she's all of, what, 60 pounds?
Yeah, but
and she's fighting 200-pound men and cutting them up like no problem.
Like any movie you see is believable.
Mickey Rourke is in this movie. He plays Ed Mosby. I love Mickey Rourke.
Say the same thing about The Passion of the Christ.
I've never seen The Passion of the Christ. And then you got Delroy Lindo. I love Delroy Lindo.
Chill out.
But overall, I'll have to say that the movie sucked because I don't know who directed it. I believe Tony Scott directed it. And it's like one long MTV music video.
With
the quick cuts I just can't even describe it. It's almost nauseous watching a fucking movie like this. There is a story there. There's a good story there, but Tony Scott fucked it up with his editing and his quick cuts. And I have an attention span longer than a 12-year-old. Okay, Tony Scott. But no, he fucked it all up. Now, the only good thing about the movie is Ian Ziering is in it, and he plays himself, and so does Brian Austin Green. Do you know who they are?
No idea.
You never watched Beverly Hills 90210?
Fuck no.
You never seen that show?
You're a fag. You fucking dick-sucking homo.
Boycott.
Oh.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
You cocksuckers.
Oh, yeah, we're the cocksuckers.
Ian Ziering and Brian Austin Green, the only...
Do you ever watch 90210?
The only redeeming qualities of Domino.
Oh, jeez.
Usually when I'm taking it up the ass, I used to like to watch 90210.
I give you one Spiny Norman.
it's like a negative Spiny Norman.
It's almost... Now, Domino Harvey, the inspiration for this movie, Special Ed, was found unresponsive in a bathtub of her Los Angeles home on the evening of the 27th June 2005.
Now, tell us what you think of it, Scott.
35, she died in a hospital, I get this, from an accidental overdose of the painkiller fentanyl. Fentanyl.
Is that fentanyl?
Spoken so eloquently.
So pass on Domino unless you want to get nauseous.
Domino! Domino!
The other movie I saw was Dreamer. Anybody? Anybody see Dreamer?
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Dreamer?
Are these the movies you got from Spike?
No.
Oh, right. Don't watch those.
I haven't had a chance to watch those yet. I need privacy. I'll get to that later. To watch Spike's movies. Thank you, Spike. A trainer that's played by Kurt Russell, and his daughter, played by Dakota Fanning, nurse an injured horse back to health with an eye on racing her in the Breeders' Cup. Who, Dakota Fanning?
Yeah, she's in
She's only
everything.
10. How could you be tired of her?
She's in everything.
She's not in everything.
Do you have to read it? Can't you just tell us what you saw a movie?
I'm not reading it.
You saw a movie. You lying bastard.
I'm telling you what
How
I saw.
How could you fucking sit there? You lying fuck.
Kurt Russell plays Ben Crane, the dad.
God.
Dakota Fanning plays his daughter. Chris Christopherson plays Kurt Russell's dad. And Elizabeth Shue, you remember her? Elizabeth Shue?
Right.
You hot.
Fucking bitch.
She plays Kurt Russell's wife, and she's still holding up, John.
She's hot.
She is still hot. Very hot. No doubt. But, yeah, it's like a kid's movie. And there's a scene where Kurt Russell reads his daughter's paper, at a parent night.
And he starts crying.
Well, they have a parent night at school, so all the parents show up. There's no kids. But the teacher gives him a paper that Dakota Fanning has written for him to read.
Yeah.
And it's it has a message to him about a decision he needs to make. And I was thinking about this, and the whole movie kind of parallels The Whale Rider. Have you seen that one? The Whale Rider?
No.
No.
You've never seen that one?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to see that one. That. I am giving Force by the Normans
to
Whale
jack
Rider.
Shit. Did it make you cry?
It did. And here's
you
so when I was
faggot.
When I was watching Kurt Russell read the paper, I was like, yeah, that's kind of touching, and they're okay, I can see where they're coming from. But it made me think about Whale Rider. And Whale Rider, when the girl gives her speech at school about her grandfather, I was a blubbering idiot.
Oh, God.
I was uncontrollably sobbing.
Oh, my God. John.
Now, hold on.
I have a new opinion of Scott now.
The girl's name that in Whale Rider is Kirsha Castle Hughes. And she was nominated for an Academy Award, and she should have won because she made me weep like a nobody's business, John. reading that story about her grandfather. Just thinking about it, I want to well up and cry.
Tissue.
So those are the two movies I saw.
Scott, tissue.
All right, John.
Jesus.
Oh, you sicken me.
First 90210, then this.
You guys never watched 90210?
Fuck no.
You guys never watched 90210? Jesus Christ, I love that show.
They saw a photograph of me sucking a cock.
I had a life.
Oh, you had one.
You had one, then you watched Elektra.
Then you voted for Bush. Okay, let's carry on.
It took all of our lives away.
Take my civil liberties away.
Did I say I love Bush?
That's great.
You fucking chimp.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So what do we got, John? Are we moving on to Punky?
Sure.
All right, then.
Especially! Oh, especially! Especially!
Well, what am I supposed to do something?
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Did I forget something?
Not at all.
This is pussy.
There you go.
This
intro.
Is pussy.
This is pussy.
All right, so to give a little history. Punky releases their show. We release our show. Punky has some things to say about us. We have some things to say about them. They apologize to us. We apologize to them. They went on, continued to say things about us. Paulie B has been very active in our forums, speaking his mind. And I think last podcast we said that we would cease and desist all Punky talk. And wait for their next podcast to see what they had to say about TTN.
Right.
And even though Paulie B posted that he was declaring amnesty, I believe, he had some negative things to say about TTN. So I said that if he continued this, we would have to play a couple of phone calls that we received about Punky.
Right.
So whenever you're ready. Now, this first phone call we got, I submit to you, John, in Special Ed, that this is a fake phone call.
You think so?
Yes, this is a fraud. This is not...
Let's give it a listen.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello, this is Paulie B's Balls, Esquire. You bloody septics. I'm calling into your name at the show to clarify a couple of points. How dare you insinuate that Paulie B is the father of that tart daisy? I, for one, well, make that two, know for a fact that the spermatozoa we conceived was sprayed on the wall long after Paulie B met that fudge pirate Tony Hearn. It wasn't until long after Daisy's conception we saw anything other than Paulie B's right hand. So in closing, that's a double F you. I'm sorry, let me start over. So in closing, that's a double fuck you to you and yours. And I advise you to stop sharting in your mother's dildo drawer.
Wow. Okay. So we got that phone call.
And it sounds like both balls are talking almost in unison.
We got that phone call a couple of podcasts ago, but we held off playing it to see what Punky was up to.
Right.
But Punky went ahead. It wasn't really a threat, but we said if they must continue, we will have to play this phone call.
Right.
Now, I, John, believe that this phone call is a fraud.
You do?
Yes, that is not Pauly B's balls.
Can you vet this?
I can't vet it. All I can do is submit for your audio listening a phone call we received shortly after I announced that we had a phone call from Pauly B's balls.
So there's some sort of rebuttal.
There is a rebuttal. We received another phone call that will clear up the whole Pauly B. Ball fraud call.
Pauly B. Balls is a bunch of bullocks.
It's a bullocks. It's bullocks. A bunch of bullocks.
Bullocks.
Right.
All right. That's this other one here I should play, right?
Yes. Go ahead and all play right. The other call not, that we received.
We have not heard. I have not heard this one before.
We have not
but
heard
you
this
have.
One. No, I okay. haven't even heard it.
Let's hear it. I thought there was going to be three reasons, though. I only counted two.
Well, what can you say?
After getting a tampon shoved up, yeah, I don't know. I can understand.
Maybe you forget the third reason.
Distracted. Wow. I am shocked. So, Pauly B's balls really didn't call in. That was an imposter.
That was an imposter. Or a theory could be forwarded, John. That the balls were authentic and Pauly B's vagina was the imposter.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Possibly. We may have to get Pauly B on Skype to clear
to vet
this
it.
Up. Yes.
To vet the, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't like Skype.
No, he doesn't like Skype.
Right. So I don't think we're going to, he probably won't call in. You think?
Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But. He is coming to the U.S. of A., John.
Right.
That's right. So maybe we can vet that information at that time.
I fucking hate Skype!
That's right.
A little late there, Pauly.
Fucking hate
if
Skype.
If you're going to fucking say something, say it on cue.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Yeah, he gets a... And he gets a little worked up, too, doesn't he?
Pauly B.?
Yeah.
I don't know, does he?
He seems to.
What are you referring to, John?
On the forums, he seems to get a little worked up, I've seen. Yeah. And plus, he got a little worked up at you.
At me?
Doesn't like the way Scott talks to Daisy.
Oh, that's
it's
old
Scott
news.
Scott doing this, Scott doing that.
Old news.
Oh, all right.
Right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
What about this one?
They criticized us last week for how we label our shows. You know, we said we can't be bothered to... actually say what show it is or how many shows have been or whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We did put the date on. Mm. And they said, but why do they do that stupid British fucking European get the fucking date wrong stupid way? Because in the States it goes month,
day
year. Yeah. And in Britain it does the logical thing.
Day,
month, year. And I can now prove why. For example, right? If you ask someone the time, or the time as it is written is done hour, then minute, then second.
Yeah.
Big one. Medium one, little one.
Yeah.
The date is the other way around. Day, month, year. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Who does that make sense to, John? Yeah.
That's logical. It's backwards.
Well, here's the thing. There's only a few countries that have it right, and here's the right way to do it.
Year,
month,
day.
Right. not totally backwards like the Britanners. And we're closer to that because we're month, day, year. So we got just one thing out of order. They have all three things out of order.
Whenever you're talking, people assume that you're talking about the year that you're in.
Right.
So right away, you're just saying month, day. You're not going, hey, man, we're going to do it on the 17th. What month?
Right.
They say, hey, we're going to do a show in May. Oh, yeah, okay, well, what date? The 17th.
April 29th.
Right.
John.
April 29th, right. We're not doing one in May?
But there's a fine... Are we? I don't know. But there's a fine line between genius and utter stupidity, John.
Right.
And I think Pauly B displays that here. Because he's almost has it. He almost has it. Because he talks about the time. Where he talks about big, medium, little. Right?
Yeah.
Little. That's how you tell the time. That's how you should tell the date, too. So if he's stuck with that theme, genius. Genius.
But no!
But no. And that's why there's a fine line between genius and complete stupidity.
And that's why I think...
Hello? I'm calling in to set the record straight.
That's why you think what?
That Pauly B's vag is the real.
Think that his vagina called in?
Yeah.
I don't know, John. Well, let's vet a little bit of information here. I have this a little bit of science news.
You do?
Somebody did a study about Europeans. Germans are the brainiest, John.
Really?
Yes.
Well, everybody Britain knows that.
Britain and France have experienced long periods of conflict and rivalry.
War.
But now victory in one area can be claimed. Britons are more intelligent than the French. But the Germans are the smartest. A new European League of IQ scores has ranked the British in 8th place, well above the French, who were 19th. Britons have an average IQ of 100. The French scored 94. But it is not all good news. Top of the table were the Germans with an IQ of 107. The Britons were also beaten by the Netherlands, Poland, Sweden, Italy, Austria, and Switzerland.
Wow.
Where's the U.S.?
The U.S. is not included in here. Oh. And I think if you did include the U.S., I think we would be in last place behind Serbia.
Yeah, because we voted the W in.
Right. Right there. They wouldn't even have to do an IQ test.
Right.
They voted the W in. Their IQ has to be a combine of 64. The medium
combined 300 million people combined
64 because they voted a guy with an IQ of 12 in. And we're sitting with one of them tonight, John. Special Ed.
He loves the Bush.
Did I tell you, John, I love Bush?
Yes. You have told us you love the Bush.
I love Bush.
Love the Bush. Well, John, I think that both of those calls are fake. I don't think that's Pauly B's balls, and I don't think it's Pauly B's vagina calling in. I think both of them are imposters.
Why are you saying that, John? Scott.
I say that because...
Don't mix me up with that septic.
I say that because Punky is my favorite podcast, and Pauly B has a set of gonads... Like nobody's business.
That's
He's
right.
all man, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's such a man that his balls are focused.
Spit it out.
Yes. They only have one thing on their mind.
What's that?
Creating sperm. They don't have time for international phone calls. Okay?
You would know, man, because you'd love to gargle
know. They don't have time for international phone calls. They don't have the tools. They don't have the talent. What they do know and how to do it well is create spermatozoa to create more Pauly B's, to propagate the Pauly B's. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
That's beautiful, man. I almost felt like I was watching Whale Rider right then.
Shut up,
man.
You see that movie and tell me if you don't blubber like a whatever blubbers.
I just want to be held.
What blubbers, Special Ed?
I just want to be held.
Damn it, I lost my pen.
Check your ass.
Oh, that's a good one, John. All right, let's move on to celebrity news.
Well, hurry up. We got 6 minutes.
I got some quick celebrity stories. Johannesson tops FHN's sexiest women poll.
Really?
Yes, Scarlett Johansson tops the lovely list of
what
the
was
under
she
sexy
in?
Women.
Titanic?
She was in The Island, John.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yes. The Island.
The Island.
She's hot.
One
she's
of the better best than... things for a woman to hear is that she's sexy, said the 21-year-old actress.
Hello. I heard that Polly B's balls called in, and I'd just like to say that that was a prank call.
Wow. Sounds just like Scarlett Johansson.
Angelina Jolie is number two, followed by Jessica Alba, Jessica Simpson. Come on.
What?
Keira Knightley, Halle Berry, Jenny McCarthy, I guess. Maria Shaparova, Carmen Electra, and Terry Hatcher. Terry Hatcher, over 40 on the top 10. Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
It's hot.
Johansson ranked 9th on last year's list, and Jolie was number 1. There you have it. In other celebrity news, John, Lohan, the one for Wonder Woman?
What?
Huh?
No.
Although no one talks have even... Although no talks have even begun, Lindsay Lohan thinks playing the role of Wonder Woman in an upcoming feature would be cool.
She's too small.
Everybody is wondering which woman will be Wonder Woman. If it were up to starlet Lindsay Lohan, she says she would pilot the invisible jet in a heartbeat. Buffy the Vampire Slayer vet Joss Whedon. Whatever. It's currently developing a feature based on the comic book for Warner Brothers.
He did Firefly.
While Lohan admits that she's currently looking for roles outside her current milieu. Is that right? Milieu of teen and kiddie films. She thinks the... would be cool. Wonder Woman would be cool.
Serenity.
I'm trying to find roles right now that are different. I've done to show my abilities, to show that I have some sort of stretch in me. That's a very interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
Hello.
In other celebrity news, John, Nicole Richie stunned by bathroom sex claims.
What?
Socialite stunned. Nicole Richie is fuming after director Kevin Smith told an audience of university students she had drunken sex in the bathroom with former drug addict actor Jason Mewes. Smith made the claim during a speech to undergrads at the University of Pennsylvania. He alleged that Richie, 24, seduced one-time heroin addict Mewes, a long-term friend who has appeared in all of Kevin Smith's films.
Wait a minute. Is that true that he was a heroin addict, or he just did heroin and he got caught?
Well, they say he was a heroin addict. Oh, and even if you go to Kevin Smith's website, he has a whole four-part thing about Jason Hughes and...
Mewes.
Hughes? Mewes and being a heroin addict.
All right.
So 2.5 years ago, after supposedly, allegedly, Nicole Richie dragged him into the bathroom.
Oh.
She pulled Jay into the bathroom and just sat on him and started going at it. But the adopted daughter of crooner Lionel Richie is outraged. Her spokeswoman, Cindy Guangotti, tells the New York Daily News she didn't know his real name till I explained, then said, I met him, but... Ew, are you kidding me? I'd have never had sex with him.
Ew.
Who does that sound like, John?
Just gross.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Holmes and other celebrity news. Holmes gearing up for silent birth. Mom-to-be Katie Holmes is reportedly gearing up for the silent birth of her first child after Scientologists were spotted carrying signs into her home reminding her to keep quiet during labor. The Batman actress, now 26, is awaiting the arrival of her baby with fiancé Tom Cruise any day now, John.
Shut up, bitch!
Since she began dating Cruise last April, Holmes has abandoned her Catholic beliefs to become a Scientologist like Cruise. Late Scientology creator L. Ron Hubbard urged mothers to keep as quiet as possible during labor so they do not traumatize the child.
What's wrong with that, Ed? Scientology.
Fuck.
What's wrong?
How is Xenu any different than Jesus Christ?
Why the hell are you attacking me for?
I don't know.
Why are you?
Because you sound so exasperated.
Tom Cruise is a fuck.
On Monday, the Scientologists place cards saying, be silent and make all physical movements slow and understandable. Were carried into the couple's home to be displayed around the house to remind homes to deal with the extreme pain of childbirth quietly, John.
Ooh.
Last year, Cruise attempted to appease outraged critics of the bizarre birthing method. insisting homes can make a little noise. He said, there have been misinterpretations that a woman can't make any noise, and that's just not true. It's nutty. No, but just calm and quiet. I want Katie to be as comfortable as possible.
Hello, I'm calling in this is the record straight.
Now this next story pisses me off, John, and we're still in celebrity news.
Celebrity news.
Valderrama spills Hollywood sex secrets.
Wait, say that six times.
Valderrama.
Real fast.
The 70s show star Wilmer. Wilmer Valderrama spilled all regarding his Hollywood conquest during an appearance on Shock Jock Howard Stern's morning show yesterday. Among his revelations were that Lindsay Lohan was one of the best girls he's ever slept with.
Who did?
The guy from that 70s show. Wilder Valvahamra.
The guy with the shades and the big fucking sideburns?
No. The guy who's like, you don't know what ethnicity he is. Wilmer Valderrama. So Lindsay Lohan is one of the best girls he's ever had.
Oh.
Ashley Simpson was loud in bed. And he rated Jennifer Love Hewitt an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
When it came to sex. Now, I'm all over Jennifer Love Hewitt and Lindsay Lohan. What the hell's he doing in bed with Ashley Simpson?
Why not, man?
That's like a guy. That's like going to bed with a guy.
God. No, it's
come
not.
On.
There's something wrong with you, dude.
Oh, come on, Scott.
She doesn't have a vagina.
Yes, she does. She's calling in. right here. She's called in.
The actor talked about his sexual prowess in detail, claiming that he has been with two women at once and also engaged in anal sex with a famous actress, who he refused to name. The star discussed dating singer-actress Mandy Moore, whom he met when she guest starred on his hit show, saying they were in each other's first loves. Valderrama claims he is blessed when it comes to penis size, clocking in at slightly bigger than 8 inches. He also revealed that he has videotaped his sexual escapades on numerous occasions, but erased the tapes to keep them from being linked on the internet. In related news, John, Streisand sexual conquests revealed in a new biography.
Oh, God.
A new biography of Barbara Streisand
of
alleges
Babs.
The superstar's list of lubber includes...
lubber?
Diana, Prince of Wales, former husband, Prince Charles.
What?
And her lover, Dodi Fayed.
I got some audio of Prince Charles banging Babs. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it. Yeah, no
all
doubt.
Right, here it is. I think he broke his dick.
Barbara, The Way She Is by Christopher Anderson, claims Streisand is cheap, has a Maria Callas-sized ego, whatever that means, is prone to huge tantrums, and has a star-studded list of former conquests. Are you ready? Here we go. Warren Beatty, Ryan O'Neill, Steve McQueen, Kris Kristofferson, Don Johnson, John Voight, Elliot Gould, Andre Agassi, Richard Gere, Omar Sharif, Liam Neeson, Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, and are most of the men linked with her.
Did you say Dan Rather?
Yes.
Oh, no!
Anderson also alleges Streisand, 63, was banned from the White House during Bill Clinton's presidency by his wife Hillary after the former first lady discovered the actress had stayed overnight while she was away.
Sex is your weapon. You said it yourself. You use it to get respect.
And the last celebrity story, John.
Celebrity news.
Sheen airs 9/11 conspiracy theory.
Wow.
Actor Charlie Sheen refuses to accept the official explanation behind the terrorist atrocities of September 11, 2001 and believes that the U.S. government covered up what really happened. Conspiracy theorist Sheen claims New York City's Twin Towers fell as the result of a controlled demolition. talking on a U.S. radio program with Alex Jones. He said, it seems to me like 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets. That feels like a conspiracy theory, John. It raises a lot of questions. A couple of years ago, it was severely unpopular to talk about any of this. It feels like from the people I talk to, the research I've done, and around my circles, it feels like the worm is turning.
In his ass, maybe. The worm.
He's a freaking idiot.
And there you have it. That's celebrity news.
Although I will say that a plane did not hit the Pentagon.
Oh, what was it? A missile? Missile?
Yep.
Oh.
Did
well, then then there has to be a conspiracy.
That's right.
Because if a plane did not hit it, what happened to the plane that supposedly hit it?
Exactly. It's not there. There's no fuselage. There's no tail. There's no nothing. There is a hole that penetrated all five rings.
I understand.
And Ed is an engineer.
Where is the plane with the passengers?
Oh, wait. They did find a fuselage.
Yes.
The diameter?
Yeah.
Is over 2 feet long.
Okay.
Which means?
What?
A missile.
Okay.
Not an, so not if a, it not is an airliner, which is probably what size?
We understand that already. Here's the question. If it is a missile,
let's get to it.
Where is the plane and the passengers that were supposed to have crashed into the Pentagon?
In Pennsylvania, I think.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
The field.
They're on the ground.
Yes.
That was the plane that went down in Pennsylvania.
The plane that went down in Pennsylvania?
Yes. I don't know where the plane that they supposedly shot at was. But anyway.
You guys are confusing me.
There's never been proven that the missile was fired at an aircraft.
God damn it, I wish I had some documentation. Okay, there was two planes that went into the towers.
One in Pennsylvania.
One in Pennsylvania that didn't hit his target.
That was the one that they said, let's roll.
In a plane that went into Pentagon.
Yeah.
No.
And those were all different flights.
Yes, but
that's
no.
Correct.
Okay, so
according to the...
There's a missing plane with
right.
missing people.
Right.
What happened to that plane and those people?
It's an alleged plane.
What Ed is that's saying, what's the possibility that the plane into the Pentagon was actually the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania? And it was shot down. One of the missiles missed and hit the Pentagon.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, Ed's not saying that.
What
that
are
is
you
a
saying,
different
Ed?
Story.
The Bush apologist conspiracy theorist.
Okay, a missile from an aircraft cannot do the damage that it did to the Pentagon. So the missile that hit the Pentagon was something a bit bigger. Like, a lot bigger.
A lot bigger than a missile that...
Like a Tomahawk kind of bigger.
Cruise.
A cruise, yes.
Cruise missile. All right.
Yes.
Here's where
That's
we're having a disconnect.
One that was painted like a plane.
We're having a communication issue here. Four planes with four different flight
okay.
numbers and four different passenger
hey,
manifests.
Have you ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle?
Okay.
All right.
So that's where they are in the Bermuda Triangle?
One of them, yeah.
All I'm saying is if you're going to say that a missile hit the Pentagon, what happened to the plane and the people that were supposed to
okay,
hit the Pentagon?
Scott, you go back in your records there and find out where that fourth plane is.
Right.
It never existed.
They made it up.
It was never near there.
They made up the flight. They made up all the people on the flight.
There was two planes hit the towers.
Right.
One plane that was going to turn around and ended up in the Pennsylvania field.
Right.
There was no fourth plane.
So why'd they shoot the Pentagon?
Uh-huh.
I we're still having a communication issue because there is a fourth plane.
What I'm telling you is that the thing that hit the Pentagon was not an airplane. It was not a aircraft.
Understood.
Aircraft missile.
Yes. We've gotten that point.
So what's
what
point?
Happened
okay.
to the fourth plane?
He's saying there wasn't a plane.
Saying,
they made it up.
So they made up the plane. They made up the passengers.
There's no one missing.
They made up everything. Nobody's missing.
Well, most of the people on that plane were military.
What?
There were military people on that plane.
Which one?
On the plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon. There were mostly military people. There wasn't that many people on that plane to begin with, supposedly.
All right, then.
All right. We can look that up as we go into part three.
You can bet that.
Yeah. At some point.
What I want to know is why they took the actual photography, the actual film, the actual video of the missile hitting the Pentagon. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
They actually took the video. They took it away.
It's never been released.
Never been released.
There's only some picture of it released.
I've seen it on the web.
That's not the one that they have some real good footage.
There is a footage from, a bank or some place that shows what it was that hit the Pentagon.
We've talked about this before, but I can't believe there's a conspiracy. Can't believe it. I don't want to believe it. But then I saw that post in the forum, our forum.
Yeah.
And it broke it down into four possibilities for a conspiracy. And now I'm more inclined to believe it.
Scott?
That the powers to be knew what was going to happen, but they did nothing to stop it.
Something you need to find out, too, is what part of the Pentagon ring was hit?
What part?
That's what I want to find out. Because I heard something before that was a lot of higher-ups. It was a new wing that was just finished. Hmm. They just moved into that new wing.
Oh,
and there you have it.
From Ed.
Special Ed.
No, that was not from Ed. No. That was Tom.
That was Special Ed.
Let's give his address and phone number. He can be reached at...
We're off there.
Yeah, we're going to disappear.
Check it out.
All right, that's all the time we have for part two. We'll continue with part three, which is just a click away. You know, we do a three-part episode.
Because you were a three-part.
A three-part podcast. That's correct, Special Ed. And we're dedicating this one to Pauly B, because we love him. And I hope he stays at my house. Hello?
Hello.
Scott, are you there?
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing? Are you fucking reading some?
Stays
oh, let
your
me check my
too.
Notes for the next part.
I'm not checking my
Dickweed.
Notes.
Dickweed, fuck off,
dickwad.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.